Just don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day 2020. Today's Donkey of the Day goes to everyone who gets mad at me every year, because on today, I don't just celebrate folks like myself, folks like Envy, who are married and in relationships with their soulmates, folks like myself who have women we can't live without, women who when I look at, I see God, who make me better in every way, shape, and form. No, I just don't think about how good I got it, okay? I don't think about how good we got it, okay? On Valentine's Day, I think about the less fortunate. All right, the folks who aren't in relationships, okay? People mad at me, calling me a hater because I choose to celebrate the folks who are single. Okay, listen to one of the callers from this morning. Listen.
You're a hater. Every year, you always hate on the single folks.
Yes. Why are you upset if you're not single?
I'm not single, but it's just bad. You are such a hater.
Why am I a hater? Because I choose to acknowledge the single folks. Why am I a hater? Because I choose to acknowledge that today is National Single Awareness Day. The acronym for Single Awareness Day is SAD. So when I say to you today is sad, don't think I'm talking about your feelings. Don't think I'm talking about your emotions. This has nothing to do with the state of mind that being single can have you in. For everyone listening to me in the car right now, you have no Valentine, don't worry about it. Your seatbelt will hold you. I ain't gonna hold you, okay? Literally or figuratively, meaning I'm not going to hold you and waste your time, and I'm not going to hold you because black men don't cheat, all right? Don't tell me I'm a hater because I'm thinking about how Valentine's Day is one of the most unwelcome days of the year for half of the population of the universe that Thanos would have snapped. Some people are forever alone. You know, some people, the scent of being single is fresh. I can still smell your ex on you. In fact, it's a good chance y'all so freshly broke up that, you know, they may still be trying to be your Valentine's right now. Trust me, if you're freshly single, and you're holding out hope that y'all may get back together if he or she doesn't show up today with an oversized stuffed animal or a bunch of red roses, then it's probably over. Done. Finished. And that's fine. And I know, you can get your own candy. You hate balloons. Flowers die. I get it. Everybody hates Valentine's Day stuff. But the funny thing is, the people who hate Valentine's Day stuff are usually the people who are in healthy relationships who receive that kind of stuff all of the time. So they kind of like take it for granted. If you have to, you know, be one of the folks celebrating SAD, Single Awareness Day, then you realize, man, all that stuff you didn't appreciate, you sure wish you had somebody to hate it all with today. It's okay. My therapist tells me all the time that you have to feel your feels. So don't be afraid to embrace that feeling of loneliness. You are human. Of course you want a companion. A human companion. Not one of those creatures formerly called pets. Salute to Peter. Right, Steve? You don't want to just be... Look, oh, Steve, I'm sorry. I know that hurt, Steve. I know it did. Okay, you want a human, okay? I know. You want something with an arm, leg, arm, head that you can call your own. All praise is due to Allah. And that's exactly who you should have been praying to, because if you did, then you wouldn't be in the solitary Valentine's Day situation that you're in right now. I'm not single shaming you, though. I'm here for you, okay? See, in radio, they teach us that radio personalities are your friends when you don't have any, your companions when you are by yourself. So if that logic is true, we have to be your Valentine when you don't have one. And that's what we are here for. All of you celebrating Valentine's Day with nobody, we are here for you. We want the best for you. We don't want you to be angry and bitter on today, because energy is never lost or destroyed. Just merely transfer from one party to the next. And some of y'all out there upset thinking about how to ruin someone else's Valentine's Day because you don't have anyone to celebrate it with, and we don't want that. Don't be like Ruth Phoenix. Do you know who Ruth Phoenix is?
No.
Me neither. But I know I saved one of her tweets to use as an example of what you don't want to do. On January 24th, 2015, Ruth Phoenix tweeted out, "Can't wait until Valentine's Day. I'm going to run into as many restaurants as I can, shouting, 'No, I would find you here, you bastard!' Then run out." Don't do that. Don't be like Ruth, okay? That's no way to celebrate sad Single Awareness Day. And please don't have the energy of Robin McCulley, who on March 5th, 2014, tweeted out, "Saw a couple holding hands while jogging, and it made me hopeful that one day I will meet someone who will hate them with me." Don't be like Robin! When you see somebody else who's blessed and in love, you celebrate that, because one day, one day, it'll be your turn. Okay, by the way, does anyone know if Ruth or Robin ever found somebody? I need to go on their pages and see, okay? And I will, as soon as I finish scrolling through my single homegirls' pages and seeing what their life is like. For example, my family, who goes by the name of DJ Cuppy, drop on the clues bombs to DJ Cuppy. She just posted all the way from Nigeria on her IG page a big pink heart with the words, "Single AF." You know what AF stands for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Single as... My brothers, please go to her IG page. It's Cuppy Music. She's got like 4.8 million followers. Please go to her page and post under that picture and tell her you will be her Valentine's. Please. And tell her I sent you. All right? I can't stand to see her like this. I went on her page and my first reaction was to leave laughing emojis because I thought it was hilarious. But then I left the broken heart emoji because I felt my sister's pain. It's rough, man. Today is rough. Have you ever tried sleeping with a broken heart?
Have you ever tried sleeping with a broken heart?
No, seriously. Turn it down a little bit, drum. Let's turn it down a little bit. No, seriously. Have you ever tried sleeping with a broken heart? It's not a good feeling. It's worse than heartburn. And it hurts my feelings that you have to feel that today. Okay? I need you to have strength on sad. Okay? Single Awareness Day. I need you to have strength. Matter of fact, look in the mirror and say to yourself right now, me, myself, and I, okay? That's all you got in the end, okay? Today, you got to be your own best friend. No, seriously, stop, because I have empathy for these people. I really do, all right? I don't want them to think that they're alone today because you have us, the Breakfast Club, all right? Now, you only got us till 10 a.m. Keep that in mind. Okay, I mean, you can hit us up on social media after that, but we probably won't see it today because I have a wife, and Envy has a wife,
yes.
And you got a boyfriend, okay? And we love our people dearly, and when you have someone you love dearly on Valentine's Day, well, you know, no need for me to rub it in, okay? Because I can see the tears welling up in your eyes, but I need you, all right, to tell yourself that you're not going to cry.
Whoa.
Listen, you're not going to shed no tears. No, it's not the time. He or she is not worth your tears. Okay, it's not the time. All right, look, all you folks, stop, drum. You're doing too much. I can't even believe you would do that. Look, all you folks who think I'm hating on single people, stop it. I am not. I am providing support. And if you are mad at the support that I provide on SAD, which is Single Awareness Day, then I have to hit you with the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I'm trying not to be petty, but I have to just say one more thing. I do have to tell everyone out there with no Valentine the reality of the situation. It's a few things that you should know. Really not a few things, just three. Number one, if you're a woman, Sierra's prayer didn't work. Number two, if you're a man, Russell Wilson's prayer didn't work, okay? And number three, we are acknowledging you on SAD, which is Single Awareness Day, and even though I am with you now until about 10 a.m., I can't be with you all day. And it pains me to tell you this harsh truth, but you need to hear this. It should take you lonely now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh! It really hurts. I have to tell you this every year.
Mm-mm-mm.
It really does. But you can't argue with reality, all right? And that is just the reality of the situation.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's early right now. You're just getting up. People are up and about.
Mm-mm-mm.
They're hustling and bustling. You at work. Throughout the day, people go start getting flowers and balloons and all
mm-mm-mm.
types of stuff. Then you realize you got to go home, and it's 5 o'clock traffic, so you feel like a lot of people with you. But boy, when you get in that goddamn house
mm-mm-mm.
and take that bra off, and you take them boxes off and put on them basketball shorts, whoa!
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Whoa! That's all I'm saying. It can be rough. Stay off Instagram. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you for that donkey today.
Well, shout out to everybody out there who's being patient until the right person comes along.
I can see the comments now. At least I'm happy. I don't like Valentine's Day anyway.
You know, you can't be happy and be single. You can. So
yes, you can, man.
I'm spreading love to all of my single people out there who are listening. Y'all don't feel pressured just to be in a relationship just because it's Valentine's Day or everybody else has negative things to say about that. Just be patient and wait till you find the right person.
Ask Astro.
But you got a boo, though.
You got a boo.
All right. She's telling y'all all that, but she got a boo.
Well, no, I'm just spreading love. If I'm happy, I'm going to spread love to other people.
I'm spreading love, too. We here for y'all.
All right.
Until 10 a.m.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.